for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Hey!
Hey, all you hobgoblins and noblins and...
It's Hobgoblin Hump Day.
Yeah, go out and hump a hobgoblin, will ya?
That's right. We talked today a little bit about the five best moments in punk rock.
Yes, and Terry talks about his new sitcom, Nicked in the Knoxville.
And Pete is buying Jeffrey Dahmer's house to turn into a vegan restaurant.
That's awesome.
That's stupid.
Ladyfingers.
Hobgoblin. With the goblin.
Look out for the hobnoblins. Or what are they? Hobgoblins.
Hobgoblins.
The hobgoblins are
out. They come out in spring.
Really?
Yep.
Welcome
they like to
show.
Clean your house.
They get mad at you when you make fun of them. Hey, you guys, welcome to Wednesday. It's hump day here at the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. And the hobgoblins are out. I'm Terry. He's the other guy.
I'm Gatch.
Gotcha.
You know, a funny thing about today, it's 4-16-14. Well, that won't happen again for another 100 years.
4-16-14?
Yeah.
Does that mean something?
Nope.
It means the hobgoblins are out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've been hobbling the goblin.
Yeah.
Hobbling.
Is this Captain Beefheart?
No, this is Zappa. Close enough. He might be in the background playing the kazoo.
I know.
Hobnoblin.
I knew better.
I know you did. But I couldn't help it. We got a call from Yancey on Monday, and he said, look out for the hobgoblins.
No, I know.
And we looked up hobgoblin. Apparently, it's a person. It's a
well, I don't know if it's a person.
No, it's a creature. A... It says it's a creature who is...
small, hairy little men
and
who are...
friendly,
yep,
but
they
troublesome.
Live in human dwellings doing odd jobs around the house while the family is asleep.
Yeah.
So if you ever wake up and your clothes are ironed, it was a hobgoblin.
Yeah. But don't make fun of them because they'll get upset.
They'll eat a little bit of food, but never offer them clothes either because they'll disappear forever.
That's kind of like gremlins. If you get them wet, they die, right?
I'm not sure if they're that. Sure.
I don't know either, but that's kind of funny. So we're getting to Goblin Girl. I've been playing some Frank Zappa now and then, trying to prompt myself to get back into the swing of things with the Zappa Tag cast. Cause do we got any in the bank? We should release one.
I don't think so.
Oh, we're done. We're out. We're full of clout and we're out of... but it won't be impossible. We should be able to make it work.
Yes.
It won't be impossible. So I got background music for every word I say now. So happy Wednesday to you guys. We were going to have a guest today, but that didn't pan out because we have a great history of booking guests when they ask us to.
Yeah, Tom Green, he couldn't make it.
Nope. And then we got John Mink to take his place, and he canceled at the last minute, too.
I know both those guys.
I know. Where'd you meet him?
The Mink Farm.
He invented the Mink Farm.
I know. That is crazy.
And he lives on a farm, too. That is Mink. He kills minks. That's one of my background noises, too, there. There's a little baby crying. And the other day, we finally got back to playing a little happy music from Benny Hill. But check this shit out. That's the Muppets version of that song.
Dude, let me tell you what, dude. The Muppets can go and fuck off.
You don't like the Muppets? Why?
God damn it. Dude, they've been... totally bombarding the TV with that damn commercial.
Does it say that?
No. No, it says some boring barn got nothing for us. And they're driving around in a car. Huh. I like the Muppets, but man, stop playing that damn commercial so much.
I can understand. You're getting fucking pissed.
I know, dude.
You're sick of their shit.
It's just like Empire people. They're always doing their commercials.
And the fucking those Muppets are always 1-800-EMPIRE. Do you know how long?
You ever call that number?
No.
Me neither.
Empire today. I don't remember none of the letters or none of the words or the numbers. Fuck, I can't even speak. That happens a lot. I can't speak. Well, I think it's raining by now. That's my forecast for Wednesday. I think it's going to be raining a little bit today. But boy, the weekend was nice. It was sunny. We were smoking in the yard.
We were smoking the yard.
We were getting ready to go get some pizza now here pretty soon.
We had pizza now. I love that place. And I ate there multiple times this week.
Here's a funny thing, because I live out of Albany, so I don't really get to go to Pizza Now every day if I wanted to, because I probably would if I lived closer, because I go to Totino's, which is this place in fucking Brownsville.
Totino's?
Yeah. It's a pizza place. It's just $2.49 for a little pizza. You got to cook it yourself, though. It's frozen. It's in a box.
Yeah, it was a take and bake.
Yeah. Yeah, it's famous at the Dairy Mart. But no, so what I'm saying is I'd probably go to Pizza Now a lot more if I lived here. But since I don't, the first thing I think of when I realize that we've booked a guest is like, fuck, less pizza for me. Which is very, very selfish of myself. But fuck it. But fuck it. That's what I do to people. I butt fucking pizzas.
And then they, you know, but now you can stuff your crust there. Stuff your crust.
Stuff your
crust. He said you could always stuff your crust there.
They just didn't. It's one of those secret. Yeah. It's a secret menu item.
So,
like,
you know, don't be afraid to ask, hey.
Can you stuff my crust?
Can you do that? Because.
With your crisp salmon?
You know, if they can do it, they'll do it.
Do you think his middle initial is P? Because then his name would be Crisp Salmon. Because I like my salmon a little crisp.
Do you?
Well, yeah. If I'm eating some smoked salmon, I like it to be crisp on the edges.
No, that is true.
Crispy salmon. Crispy salmon. Come on, Chris. Is your middle initial P? Because if it is, then you ought to change your name to Pizza. Chris Pizza Now Salmon. We call him Crispy Salmon for short. Oh, my God. So we were talking on Monday a little bit about the governor. Remember that? And I finally found out within 2 weeks of each other that both Rick and the governor from Walking Dead and the fucking Maggie from Walking Dead, all three English accent motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah.
And they all talking like they're from fucking Atlanta.
Ah.
Well, the governor was in a movie called Stoned from 2005. It's about the life and death of Rolling Stones guitarist Brian Jones.
Oh, really?
Now, you probably heard the story that he
did. I like to keep up with that guy, Jones.
Yeah, it's hard to keep up with the Joneses. There's so many of them.
I know.
But Brian Jones, I don't know if you heard the story, but I'd always heard that he drowned in his swimming pool having a little bit too much fun. It was deemed death by misadventure because he liked to drink and party, take drugs, and go swimming at night, which is a dangerous combination. Come to find out, there's a huge conspiracy theory about the death of the founder of the Rolling Stones. He was the musical Brian Jones. He was the one that
founded it.
He got Keith and Mick together.
How
took
did
over
he do that?
Because he was the main musical arranger. He was a multi-instrumentalist. He was the brains of the band at first, but Keith and Mick found out that they had a knack for writing songs together.
He said, "Check me out with my little twangy guitar."
Yeah.
And I'll just kind of play it every once in a while.
And then by the time they started to get popular, he was all fucked up on drugs, so he wasn't contributing very much to the records or whatever.
So they left him behind?
Turns to find out that his fucking main assistant dude who got fired that day fucking drowned him in his pool, dude. He admitted to it on his deathbed in 1993.
Wow.
And they couldn't do anything about it because it was done. He was dead.
Would you try to like keep him alive at that point?
He was at the bottom of the pool. He wasn't trying to keep him alive, and he ran.
No, I meant like so you could.
Oh, so you could put him in jail?
So you could hang him.
Put him
or
on
something.
The life support. We're hanging him. No,
so,
I don't know.
Yeah, let him live another 10 minutes so we can lethal injection him.
But the people who were there knew what the story was because, I mean, they didn't see it happen, but the guy came running up from the pool. He was out of breath and he was shaky and he was being like Michael J. Fox and he was trying to light a cigarette. And they're like, "Where's Brian?" He's like, he's out there in the pool. And then they go there, and he's at the bottom of the pool, dead. But it's a cool movie. I don't know.
It's
if
hard to swim.
It's called
the bottom
Stoned.
Of
I watched. I thought it was going to be like a stoner movie, but it was a biopic. Pretty good. I liked it. Pretty good. Pretty good. It's got the governor in it as his main manager.
I tried to get Flames to watch a movie the other day, but he fell asleep.
What?
Division 3. Remember that classic with Andy Dick as the coach?
No.
Oh, you never watched that?
I don't think so. Maybe you told me Netflix. It was a sports movie.
Well, Andy Dick is the coach.
I know, so it was funny. I think you told me about it and watched part of it because you thought I might not want to watch it because it was a sports-related football movie or something.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I watched it and forgot.
Pretty funny.
I'm sure it probably was. So he fell asleep. Well, he's been getting ran ragged by his little boy.
Yep. That was a classic movie, I thought. I like Andy Dick's movies.
Was that from the 90s or the 2000s?
Oh, it was probably only a couple years old. Oh. They don't have on Netflix anymore the Danny Rohn first time director.
They keep taking stuff off there.
I know, it pisses me off.
Oh man, does it piss me off too.
Pisses me off, Netflix. You know that maybe you could, would you go to Yahoo for your video?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. But
I don't know. I didn't know they had a service.
Yahoo is hoping to get some original series and complete with Netflix and Amazon. Marissa Meyer, the CEO of Yahoo, is hoping the ads within can turn Yahoo around. But to this I say, Yahoo, serious?
Ah, that guy's coming back.
Is he?
No. But I read some stuff in a book that I was reading.
Serious?
No. Are you Yahoo? Are you fucking Yahoo kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference of Yahoo serious and
Muppets Most Wanted grossed $6.1 million this week.
Fucking kidding me?
Right behind God's Not Dead.
Well,
is that a movie?
That's a lie.
God's Not Dead.
Just kidding.
Louis C.K. on the Saturday Night Live, he had a long monologue segment. Did you notice that? I was like, they just said, and you just do an awesome bit up there.
Yeah.
And then he did.
Just go for it.
It was pretty fucking awesome, too.
Yeah. He did a great job. That's when I was thinking to myself, you know, he'd be a great host for the David Letterman show, but...
Oh, I looked at it, when I saw that, I thought, man, that guy would be a cool stand-up comic.
Yeah. I think he's going to get into that at some point.
He should.
Yeah, because he's pretty good at it. Or at least, he made me think he was pretty good. No, I think I've watched all of his specials.
All of them. Did you, He's been in some... He was in Parks and Recreation, too, that first season.
He had quite an extended role there.
He might... I think he was on there recently, too. He reappeared in his character as, you know, because he was...
security guard police guy.
Yeah. He was Leslie Knope's boyfriend for a time before Adam Scott swooped in there.
Yeah. Fucking Adam Scott.
Adam Scott.
He's pretty funny.
He is. Kind of got a nerdy sense of humor.
Yeah. And I've heard a lot of people talking about that show with him and Ken Marino and those guys about that catering company.
That's a fucking funny show, man. Pot it down.
Yeah, it's overrated. It's overlooked. It's underrated.
Yeah, it was a Starz show. That's why.
Yeah.
But I think you can get that on Netflix, too. But it also had What's-Her-Face on there who exploded on Glee.
Oh, Judy Lynch.
Jane Lynch.
Yeah.
She was on there, too.
Yeah.
And
I watched at least...
The one guy from Freaks and Geeks was on there.
I watched at least 10 episodes of that. It was good. I liked it.
Glee?
No. Party Down.
Oh. I love
you could take that out of... You're probably going to edit that clip out of this episode.
That's the whole episode.
And you talk something about Glee, and you're like, I watched 10 episodes of that. And you're like, oh, see, Terry loves Glee.
And then I go to plugs.
Yeah, that's right. Remember when we used to talk about who would you rather fuck, Veronica or Betty?
Yeah.
They're killing Archie.
I know, I saw that.
Dude, is the thing over, or...
Well, it's in one series. There's two series. There's Archie, and then there's Life with Archie. And in the Life with Archie one, they're killing him off.
But how can you kill Archie in a Life with Archie?
There's already a comic book, though, that's after Life with Archie. It's a horror genre comic book, and it's based on those. And it has, like, Undead Jughead. And you can get Undead Jughead t-shirts.
Mm-hmm. This says that if you're a fan of Archie Andrews and his friends and you've been paying attention to them since 1941, you might...
Well, I've been a fan, but I haven't been paying attention to them...
Since 1941?
You might want to... Since 1990.
They're saying you want to skip an issue coming this late July because he's killing... He's sacrificing himself to save a friend.
If I skipped the issue, I wouldn't get the last issue.
And you'd be like, get the one, and it's like, what happened to Archie? Why isn't he on here anymore?
They keep going.
And they're like, oh, he's just not here. He's not here anymore. What now? It says it's a hard decision. There's no doubt it's gonna not something we took lightly. We made the decision, the way to end it in the manner, blah blah blah. Archie has to die.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. It's done very heroically, they said, and it's done to save someone's life. So,
in that, I heard too. I don't know if I'm the life with Archie was Archie after college, right?
Yeah, it started in 2010.
Yeah, yeah. It was a grown up Archie, and it had two universes. I think one in which he was married to Betty, and one in which he was married to Veronica.
What a dick!
I know,
he's taking them both.
No, they were alternate universes.
Yeah, well, whatever. He's still getting them both. That's some bullshit right there. Yeah. Smart man, but that's some bullshit.
Mm-hmm. And in another universe, him and Moose were together.
Moose?
Mm-hmm.
The fuck's Moose?
It's the football player.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Moose and Jughead.
The big, dumb football player.
Yeah,
nobody gets Moose. Upset about that guy being stereotypical.
Or I
even
do.
Jughead. Yeah. All guys named Jughead wear a crown like that. Have you ever met a guy named Jughead who didn't wear a crown like that?
No, I met one just the other day at Burger King, and he had one of those fucking plastic crowns. I was like, you just don't miss a beat, do you there, Jughead? What were you in the fucking service? Let me guess, you killed some gooks, right?
I'm surprised you wasn't down at...
Oh, that's a Jarhead.
It wasn't down at Pop's Soda Shop.
So what's the difference between a Jughead and a Jarhead and a Tool?
Jarhead is like a marine slang, isn't it?
Yeah, but why is it jug instead of jar? Because those are really close. it's a three-letter word that starts with J. What you think about, there's a lot. Joghead, jarhead, jobhead.
Jobhead. He's got a job and he's got a job, job.
That sounds
job
like, head. That sounds like a band that's playing at Coachella. Jobhead! What's your band called, Jobhead? Fucking psycho.
All right, here are the... wow. There was a Halloween on the other day.
Oh, that's only on the 31st of October.
On the 5th. It was the 5th one.
There's no Halloween on the 5th, dude. It's on the 31st.
What Halloween? Who was in Halloween 5?
Michael Myers. No, that was the good
he
return.
Was. He was doing his Austin Powers thing.
I believe the old doctor was still in that one. The bald-headed guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know who else was in it. It wasn't no Jamie Lee Curtis in it or nothing. Mm-hmm. But you know, our friend Brandon Vaughn, he enjoys 3 the most because it has that Atkins guy in it, the diet guy. No, Tom Atkins, the actor that he loves mm-hmm. so much, which I don't see. You know, everybody's got their underrated person that they love or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They think they're way more awesome than anyone ever
Will Smith.
Think, John Lennon. You know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Hey, here's one thing. We talked about this before. All you need is love. Or maybe an
all
old...
All you need is plugs.
Or maybe an old tooth. Remember I told you about that guy who bought John Lennon's tooth?
Yeah.
He's moving forward now. This is almost a year mm-hmm. later, I think. Because last year sometime on we talked about it. He's making a John Lennon baby. He has John Lennon's DNA sequence. And he has full access to it. It's worth millions. He's planning on making a test tube John Lennon baby,
mm-hmm.
and he will still be his exact duplicate, but, you know, hopefully keep him away from drugs and cigarettes, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he'll teach some guitar lessons. Dr. Zook is fucking crazy. I don't think that's going to work. He purchased the molar for $33,000. And he thinks
$33,000 for a molar.
Because he owns that tooth, he has the rights to John Lennon's DNA. I bet if Yoko don't die before it goes down, she'll probably try to...
Choke on it.
Choke a Yoko. Artichoke a Yoko. That's a new pizza now. Artichoke your chicken. Your artichoke Yoko. Because she's the one that broke up the Beatles. Actually, Paul McCartney said that's not true. So, but yeah, who knows? We might have a little fucking John Lennon running around before too long. We'll be asking people for peace. I'm just trying to fucking get some peace here in bed, sleeping naked with my fucking wife. We're fucking more popular than Christ.
Did you know that Archie and Jughead shared the hot dog in the beginning?
Did they eat it from one side and then kiss in the middle?
No, hot dog, the dog.
Oh, no. I thought,
dog.
I thought you meant they shared a hot dog.
When he first appeared, he belonged to Archie. And then they started, they flipped back and forth and eventually just gave him to Jughead. So he's first, he was Archie's dog.
These fucking inconsistencies in these stories, I swear. Or did they do that on purpose? They just traded the dog? Like, here, I don't want this dog anymore. You take him. He's not my best friend anymore.
Did you know that Hot Dog had a sidekick? You know what his name was?
Relish.
Close.
Mustard?
Nope. Chili Dog.
Oh, man.
Who is smaller and red-haired.
And Mexican.
Yep.
No, really?
Orale, and
those
chili
two,
dog.
Those two like to battle with Sabrina's cat, Salem Saberhagen.
So you're telling me Archie's hot dog likes to fuck with Sabrina's pussy?
Mm-hmm.
That's gross. That's mm-hmm. a double entendre. Or I saw a fucking funny thing the other day. Someone posted a thing on Facebook and they tried to say, sounds like an innuendo, and they said, I-N-Y-O-U window. And then they said, I'm sure I misspelled that.
Window?
Innuendo. No, like...
Oh.
They wanted to say like it was a sexual innuendo,
mm-hmm.
but they spelled it three words. In, you, Y-O-U.
Window.
Window. And then they said, I'm sure I misspelled that. It's like they thought it was three... it's a sexual innuendo.
Yep, I'll put it innuendo.
What are you doing in my window, dude? It's a sexual innuendo.
Get out of my window.
Come to my sexual window. Come to my sexual window. David Crosby, come on into my window.
Those songs was about Ellen. Ellen was down there with her boombox.
Dude, those
all
rumors.
All John Cusack style.
Those rumors of Ellen being Dave Letterman scared me.
Really?
I almost thought it could happen. Did you? She's the highest.
Well, I thought it could happen.
She's got higher ratings than Letterman right now. Her daytime TV show has higher ratings.
Daytime TV show is the new Oprah, though.
Fuck yeah.
You
don't want to go to late night when you fucking got a daytime TV show. Colbert.
Mm-hmm. She follows a long line of lesbian women at the forefront of that part of television. Oprah.
She's not a lesbian.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Is Oprah a lesbian?
Only with Ellen.
What about Studdard or whatever his name is? Or
Ellen could turn any woman lesbian.
What's her boyfriend's name? Standoff? Standish? Stanhope?
Who?
Oprah's Studdard?
I don't know.
Stellar?
She's got a boyfriend? I thought
she's got a guy that...
She was rumored to be with that woman.
What, on The Color Purple?
No, Winnie Oprah.
What?
Winnie Oprah. What was her lover's name?
Harpo.
Winnie Oprah.
No, dude. You don't know who I'm trying to say with Studdard standard?
Ruben Studdard?
No, but that'd be funny if there were a couple. Sterling?
Turd?
Stedman.
Oh.
That was...
Oh, Stedman.
That's her boyfriend.
I got a dead lot of Stead.
And, you know, she recently revealed why she will never marry her longtime boyfriend, Stedman.
Well, why is this?
Stedman Graham.
Because she's worth over billions?
You got it. That's probably true. I don't know why. I'm waiting for it to fucking load in my pants. She's the one rich bachelorette, and it will remain that way forever. She said she's never marrying Stedman Graham, and she's never marrying anyone.
Have you ever... ordered a grilled cheese sandwich at a restaurant?
No, I have not. Have you ever had a grilled cheese sandwich hamburger from Carl's Jr.?
Yes, I have.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, was it good?
It's cheesy.
I bet.
I mean, it's like...
It's trying to be funny.
Once you grab, you better plan on finishing it
once
before
you
put it down.
Once you grow, oh, you don't want to set it down. You just want to keep eating it.
No, because it's so big and kind of greasy, so you kind of got to hold it all together.
If it doesn't get all over your face.
Mm-hmm. It's not bad. I don't know. I'm kind of soured on faster food these days.
I am too. I get mad when my wife tries to get me to go eat places sometimes, and she's like, I'm just trying to feed you. And I'm like, fucking, you're poisoning me. I'm calling the governor.
But that's surprising because I don't think I've ever ordered a grilled cheese sandwich at a restaurant either, because I always think, $3.50 for this, you must be mad. It's just like cheese.
I can make this for 80 cents at my house.
I know. With eight times as much cheese.
Yep.
But it's National Grilled Cheese Month.
Ooh, my daughter would be stoked. Dakota is a grilled cheese junkie.
Mm-hmm. She'd be you ever making... put more stuff in there, or is it not a grilled cheese?
I don't
put
do more stuff she, in there. It's her thing, not mine. I'm not a big grill. I mean, I'll eat one if I'm hungry, but I don't really make them.
What if you put slices of corn dog in it?
That'd be a cheesy weird. Corn dog sandwich. I don't think I've ever heard of that, but that would be awesome.
All right, celebrate Chicago's Decca Restaurant and Bar. You ever been there? Chicago?
Decca?
Decca.
Oh, Decca.
It should be Ditka.
No,
you've
but...
probably got a restaurant over there.
No, I thought you said Decca. But no, Decca was actually, I found out, is a capital of an Asian country somewhere, because that was a clue in a crossword puzzle.
Decca
and
it, like a high.
And I was like, how? I had to get like all the other letters coming down to form the word. And then I said, oh, Decca. Duh. I've heard of Decca. There was bands from the 60s that were signed on Decca. I think the Beatles put some albums out on Decca before they signed a capital.
They are offering this awesome deal for only $100. You can get the zillion-dollar grilled cheese sandwich. Think of the investment. You're only putting $100 in, and in return, you're getting the zillion-dollar grilled cheese sandwich.
Is that like the Carl's Jr. $6 burger?
Kind of, but it's $100.
I thought it was a zillion.
No, you get back a zillion-dollar grilled cheese.
How is it worth
for only $100?
Well, how's it only... Well, the $6 burgers were usually only $4.50 anyway, which was weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, a zillion-dollar burger is $100. What makes it worth a zillion?
It has white truffle aioli, whatever that is, which I think is a mayonnaise, white truffle mayonnaise.
Must be really expensive.
And then, well, white truffles are, but I don't know if they're always good. I wouldn't care. But it also has 40-year-old aged Wisconsin cheddar cheese.
Ooh, cheeseheads.
And it has hams from pigs that eat on acorns only in Spain. Acorn-fed pig ham.
Dude, that's weird.
And it includes a side of lobster mac and cheese.
Not worth $100.
But you get a zillion-dollar grilled cheese sandwich.
But that's not even a real number.
That is true.
They should have called it the $1 billion grilled cheese sandwich, because then people would be able to understand what kind of a number it is. 1,000.
I know. What if zillions, like, not even one?
It's like a nanosecond.
Mm-hmm.
It's called, I'm a zillionaire.
Who would you like to see in a sitcom together? Two people.
I heard there was a new sitcom coming out. I heard it on the street.
What was it?
It was Nicolas Cage.
What?
Nicolas Cage and Johnny Knoxville. That's right.
Wow.
It's a movie about two guys that live in the city, and they get in trouble sometimes and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then it's really hilarious. And I just made all that up.
Yep.
Could you tell? Nicolas
Those
Cage.
Guys.
Now, if I hear that come out.
Nick Cage and
Johnny Knoxville.
And Johnny Knoxville. So they're roommates.
And he's like, yeah, I'm tired of getting kicked in the nuts. Because this is important to me. I'm a weatherman. I'm a superhero. I'm raising Arizona. He's like, all right, don't try this at home, but I'm going to kick Nick Cage right in the nuts. Check this out. Bam! Laugh track. Bah. Can you guess the name of it?
Kick that guy in the nuts.
It's called Nick That Dude in the Knoxville. He nicked him in the Knoxville. Coming to CBS this summer. Nicked in the Knoxville. I did hear that the stars of that 70s show are now having a baby after fucking Ashton left Demi. He got Mila Kunis. Why does he have to have chicks with...
They got together.
Demi, Mila, fucking come on. Could you get a girlfriend? Oh, your name's Ashton. I forgot. Okay. Maybe you're going to name your son Tanner or that's what the fuck, man. Whatever happened to names like a Men Julie and Sarah?
Menon, is that a name?
By Menon.
I heard one guy can't get his credit report because they won't. They refuse to track his credit because his name is God.
I saw the headline, but I couldn't click on it. It said God is pissed because the credit you got a bad credit rating. It's like, well, duh, fucking United States owes China $83 zillion, and God's in charge of the whole earth, so, like, he's got to take...
Yeah, but he gets a lot of money.
No, but, you know, the people who run the churches are always skimming. He only gets the original 10%. He gets 10% of everyone's income.
Yeah.
That's a lot, dude.
You see the Pope took credit for all the people touching kids? We took full blame for all the
is this bent dick?
Kid touching.
Is this Pope bent dick?
I don't know. Like, I keep up with the latest Pope. There's been three in my lifetime. When was the last time somebody had three popes in their lifetime?
Well, Pope John Paul was pretty, four. He was around for a while, then Pope John Paul II.
Mm-hmm.
Which there was someone in between him, which is weird. And then Pope John Paul Jones.
We've seen an ordinary amount of an ordinary amount of popes in our lifetime, I think.
Well, the last one I knew was Pope Bent Dick the VI. Is he the one that took credit for the child molestations?
I think so.
Well, I've told you before, and I'll tell you again, I went to Royal Rangers, and I felt fucking neglected because I never got touched in any way, shape, or form. They just wanted me to read fucking scriptures and learn fucking how to tie knots.
Mm.
I'm like, dude, I could get this at the Boy Scouts. He ain't fucking feeling me up, and I'm not feeling it, so I'm out. I'm going to go smoke weed and listen to George Carlin. And that's what I did.
That's tough, man. Your life could have changed that day.
I know, man.
You could have took a whole different path.
I was just looking for a handout. And
just a blanket.
And then I would have learned way younger that hand jobs are fucking a farce that should never even be performed by anybody except yourself. Because why are you going to hire someone to do something that you know how to do it and it's not that hard of a job? Not really even a hand job. It's not a job. Mac Chase says you shouldn't call blowjob because that fucking scares chicks away from it because they don't really like to work.
Mm-hmm.
It would be called a blow carnival. Not a blowjob. You ever heard that that girl that I said was opening for Moshe Kasher? That's tomorrow.
I bet she is.
Gina Ginsburg. She's as Jewish as he is.
Mm-hmm.
And she was at the Denny's thing last month.
It's the Juju train tour.
And she has a joke about this guy who's trying to get her to come home with her after a few drinks. And you want to have some coffee? No. You want to meet my cat? No. This used to be Jeffrey Dahmer's house. You want to come and see Jeffrey Dahmer's bedroom?
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, maybe. And I'm not going to sleep with you or anything. But so Jeffrey Dahmer, now PETA, you hear this?
No.
PETA is trying to buy Jeffrey Dahmer's childhood home to turn it into a vegan restaurant.
Hmm.
Would you go to well, you're not vegan.
Only if they serve finger sandwiches.
Yeah, chicken fingers? No. No, they
people
said...
People fingers.
Now listen to this fucking ridiculous, and I fucking don't care if
PETA... It's not a bad idea to open up a restaurant there, but it is a bad idea to open up a vegan restaurant
Well,
there.
Here's their reasoning by the retards, and sorry for using that term so lightly, but they are PETA. They say, like Dahmer's human victims, cows, pigs, and chickens are made of flesh and blood too, and they fear for their lives when confronted by a man with a knife. They are also drugged and dragged, and their limbs are bound, and their struggles and screams are ignored as they are killed and cut up to be consumed, and their bones are thrown away like garbage.
What do you want? What do you want to do? What do you want people to do when they scream and scream? When cows are screaming, what do you want people to do? You want them to feel sorry for the cow? You want them to get them a blanket? You want to get them some warm milk?
Well, we want our restaurant to be called Eat for Life Home Cooking because Jeffrey Dahmer, like, ate a lot of people, and we're always looking for ways to draw attention to the violence inherent in the production of meat, eggs, and milk, which involve processes that would shock all but most the hard-hearted person. His old house gives us a way to evoke sympathy from these victims and to suggest that a life-affirming diet can change everything. Ingrid Newkirk, you're a fucking dumb bitch. And I hope you listen to this because Richard Lubinsky is a fucking fag too.
Richard Lubinsky.
Lubinsky. Are you Lebowski? No,
is
I'm not.
Is it that
Lebowski.
One guy? Was he the Jeffrey Dahmer?
I don't know. He was the Asian kid that got away that ran down the street in his fucking underwear with a drill hole in the side of his head. Did you ever watch that show, Dahmer? It's crazy. That dude was a fucking nutbag.
Maybe. He brought a bunch of those little horror films.
I think he brought a head home to his grandma's house in a bowling bag. Bowling ball bag. Like, what do you got in there? Just a bowling ball. Or a head. Not sure. You used to bring home roadkill and fucking cut it up and, like, do weird shit with it.
Here's an interesting fact. Did you know you could fit, do you know how many heads you can fit in a duffel bag?
Just over 8, depending on if they're children.
That's right.
Yep. I like that movie, Joe Pesci, David Spade.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good vehicle for them. I'm surprised it didn't do better.
Yeah.
I watched it more than once. It makes me, now that we're talking about it, it makes me want to watch it again.
All I remember is those heads on the, I got 8 heads on the dresser.
I got
and 8 they're all singing.
I got 8 heads in my fucking double bag, and I got to get paid.
Weren't they all on the dresser singing at some point?
Oh, I think he kept opening the bags, or maybe maybe they were on the dresser.
Maybe it was a dream sequence or something.
I think they were singing in the bag one time. He'd open the bag and they're like 8-part harmony or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, shit, I thought this was
my luggage. Up with those heads, though? Why did they need 8? Why were they all in a duffel bag?
Because that guy was a mobster and he was delivering them for his payment to prove that he killed those 8 people.
Oh.
And they fucking got their shit mixed up at the airport, and then dude comes to visit with his family, goes to get his clean underwear. Bah, 8 heads in a duffel bag, fuck. You don't want your family to find that. That's scary.
Yeah, that is true.
That's a true statement. Just like Dawn dishwashing soap is cheaper than wood glue. Very true. Very true. Has no bearing on the fucking conversation whatsoever.
You know, KFC is owned by Yum Brands.
Like Cafe Yum?
Yep.
No.
Yum.
What?
Brands.
I don't know what that is, but yeah.
It's a brand. Yum. Yum Brands. It's a company.
Is it 2 M's?
Nope, 1.
Oh, then I'm thinking of
something else. KFC is owned by them.
Okay.
They're opening up a new restaurant, Yum Brands is, not KFC, that's supposed to be like a Chick-fil-A with like upscale chicken. And it's called Super Chicks with an X.
What is wrong with people?
It opened up in Arlington, Texas. And Texas food connoisseur Bobby Hill gave it 3 stars, stating, "What are you talking about?
What is the deal?"
You know that guy, Bobby Hill?
Yeah, but that didn't sound like him very well.
I know. That was his voice when he did the voice to when he was a comic. Did you ever see that episode?
No.
When he became a black comic?
He was black?
He was a black comic.
Wow, that's impressive.
Well, because he went to his dad, I think it was, had to go to driving school. So Bobby came along. And the driving school instructor was a struggling stand-up comic. Uh-huh. And so he was, like, doing his bit at the driving school. But it was Chris Rock.
Ah.
And so it was a black guy, and he'd always do, like, black comedy jokes. And then so when that's all Bobby kind of knew when he went to go and do his act, he wrote, like, "Why is it so difficult being a black man these days?"
It is tough, though, for
it
the
is,
black man.
But Bobby Hill can't talk like that.
Yeah, he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. I got this. This is funny. You've heard of, like, mobile meth labs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Usually in a trailer. This lady in Virginia was cooking meth in her car while she was driving down the road.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking multitasking right there. And then when they pulled her over, she was emergency braking bad.
Emergency braking bad?
That's my joke, sorry. But she was cooking meth that she was driving down the road, said the state police sergeant, and it was considered a one-person lab. Now, most of these take at least two. One guy to cook it, one guy to say, yeah, bitch! Oh, that was another one of my... As meth labs increase, so do mobile meth labs, and mm-hmm. you have danger of explosives, and some of the gases associated with meth labs are very dangerous. They're not safe for you to inhale. So if you're driving down the road behind a mobile meth lab, you could be, you know, probably get sick. The car could blow up. They said last year they discovered 38 mobile meth labs in Virginia, up 10 from 2012's 28. So they're thinking this year there'll probably be 48. Got 48 meth labs in my car. I hope I don't blow up.
Those things blow up all the time, though.
Yeah, but, and sometimes cars blow up, too.
But, you know, you figure probably not that many blow up.
Well, they said they have.
So there's probably a lot more that you don't know about that don't blow up. Because you never hear about the ones that don't blow up. You notice that?
Yeah, you don't.
You don't hear, like, you know, open up the newspaper and it says 60 meth labs in the county successfully cooked all their batches and sold all the everything out and are now millionaires in Cancun.
They're breaking good.
Yep.
But they said there has been several incidents in other states besides Virginia where people driving cars... Oh, meth heads in cars making meth. That's the new show.
With Jerry Seinfeld. Yeah. Hi, I'm Jerry Seinfeld.
Making meth in cars with meth heads. They've had the meth lab explode in the car. Many fires in Virginia, which were car fires because of meth labs. This is Tweakers Cooking Meth in Cars. That should be what it is. Tweakers Cooking Meth in Cars. With your host, who's the tweakiest guy of them all? Who's a famous meth head? Kanye West?
Rowdy.
Roddy Piper?
No, I was going with the Rowdy Billy.
Oh, Billy Rally. With your host, Billy Rally.
Dude, what I would like somebody to grow some corn in the back of their truck, right? And then wait until it grows and matures and then drive that truck around town with like 8-foot stalks of corn out the back of the truck. Wouldn't that be funny?
What would happen?
Nothing. It would just be funny.
Okay.
Don't you think? Yeah, a truck with like 30 corn stalks in the back of the truck, like fully grown.
They'd be dancing around like that guy at the car dealership that goes.
Dude, that guy's funny.
Sometimes he does a Ziegheil, like without even being into it. Like he'll bend over and then he'll stand up.
We should get one of those for the tag cast.
What, a blow up guy?
Yeah, one of those. You got to put wind underneath them, though.
I used to talk about this movie, but I think, or this show, they're already done with the season, but that Broad City, that's two chicks, and it's a series on Comedy Central. A chick brought one to work to increase morale at work, and it was like an office job with like cubicles, or kind of like a call center or something like that. And you could hear the thing going, but you couldn't see it, so at first you didn't know what it was. And it's like, could you please turn that thing off? And she's like, I'm trying to boost morale in the office. And it pans over and it's that guy. And she's like, I love it. And they're like, everyone else hates it. And she's like, these things are great, aren't they? So I think those things might be coming back. Because those are from the 90s or something, aren't they?
I don't know. I've seen them recently.
I saw a funniest thing, and I tried to steal it one time, but I realized I was stealing it from somebody, and I don't want to be that guy. But a comedian one time said, I'm going to do an impression for you. He turned around, like people do when they do impressions.
Mm-hmm.
Then he turns back around, and he's like, I'm the guy from the car dealership. And he's like, bends over, and he's one arm goes up. Sometimes he stands up straight. Sometimes he's back, and I thought it was hilarious. I've done it to people in my house and around at parties, and I always get a great response. Sometimes I tell them. Sometimes I just act like I'm funny.
Yep.
Sometimes you just got to take it.
Sure, why not?
Take it to the limit one more time.
One more time! Dude, you know what they'll do? They'll sing that chorus one more time.
Dude, did you get invited to that crazy page from Phil?
I did.
I'm trying to get it out of my notifications, though, because people are posting shit every 5 minutes.
I know. Somebody posted John Lennon, Yoko Ono, the naked picture.
Well, that's...
I know. I was like, that's not what I want on my feed.
Oh, I didn't see the picture, but they showed it. You could report it. Facebook report it. I saw John Lennon's penis on Facebook. That's gross. That's a band, I think. At Coachella, I saw John Lennon's penis on Facebook. It was a hologram.
Yep. That would be a famous hologram.
Hologram.
You ever watch poker on TV?
I used to sometimes.
Right. That counts. But I remember that guy, Phil Ivey?
No. I remember a movie I watched that was fake about poker, too, that was funny, but...
The Grand?
Yeah.
Phil Ivey, though, he's a famous poker player.
Does he wear sunglasses when he plays?
No, he does not.
Okay, I know. Well, I remember one guy that always wears sunglasses.
Phil Hellmuth?
Yeah. Probably.
No, but Phil Ivey, he was playing Baccarat and winning. And he's being sued by two casinos because he's using a scam, they say, a scheme, as they say.
What's Baccarat?
Where you reorder the cards in a certain way, I think, and then you give them back to the dealer, and then they don't get shuffled up or something like that or something. And
what's
Baccarat?
And
so he's been winning some money. What's-his-place plays? James Bond.
Oh.
James Bond.
Burt Baccarat?
Mm-hmm, Burt Baccarat.
He did a lot of work with Elvis Costello.
Mm-hmm. No, but one casino in Britain is suing him for $12 million.
Holy
shit. And the one in Atlantic City is suing him for $10
million. Ten Llewellyans?
Ten Llewellyns.
That's Doug.
No, ten Dougs.
He's like a Doug of Llewellyns.
That's $22 million.
In American money, that's $22 million.
But he probably won that in like 4 days because, I mean, he plays like craps for like
you keep doing that?
$250,000 a hand, because in craps you play hands.
Oh, you don't crap in your hand though, right?
No.
In craps you play hands. I thought craps was dice, bro.
It is.
So how do you play hands? Oh, you roll the dice with your hands.
Yep.
Okay, I gotcha. Let's just sing a song for the rest of the episode. Ba, 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 da, ba, 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 ba. Hey, Poison Idea's going on tour in Australia, dude.
Who is
Poison Idea?
Yeah,
they're...
I don't know if I like that idea because it's poisonous.
Dude, they've never been to Australia, so they're going down under for some punk rock. I think Jeff's going to go with him. He was going to quit the band, but they couldn't find anybody, and now he wants to go to Australia, so fuck it. Let's go tour Australia. But yeah, Jerry A, he's the original singer of the band, still original member. You love lists. I know you do. Dustin likes lists.
I love a good list.
Here's the top five, which could be disputed by anybody, because this is just Jerry A's top five moments in punk rock. October 22nd, 1976. The song New Rose by The Damned is released.
New Rose.
A lot of bands have covered it, dude. From Guns N' Roses to Blondie.
I got a new rose.
And Poison Idea has also covered that song.
New rose.
Then a month later, Anarchy in the UK by the Sex Pistols is released.
That's no one's ever covered that song.
No.
Particularly Megadeth.
Yeah. But yeah. Please. Johnny Rotten and Sid Vicious spitting and snarling and leather.
They were rolling in their grave when they got covered by Megadeth.
That's right. And then just a couple months later, The Clash signed to CBS Records and punk rock is declared dead by Sniffin' Glue. Who's Sniffin' Glue?
Is that
a band, maybe?
Something with the Ramones.
Maybe it's
that guy wanted to sniff some glue.
I just want to sniff some glue.
Mm-hmm. He did. Those guys didn't get along.
No, they didn't. They were assholes. And then Crass released The Feeding of the 5,000. It's almost the 80s. That was January 18th, 1979.
It's almost the 80s. Is that a Tiffany song?
No, that's just when it was released. But that, apparently, see, I don't know a lot of these, but this is true. Reality of War by Discharge is released March 26th, 1980. So any of you punkers out there, maybe you might remember. Hans, you remember all these songs. Did this shape punk for you? Like The Clash, the Sex Pistols?
Or was it the Circle Jerks?
The Damned. I've been in a Circle Jerk and they're totally awkward. You just lean in.
They would be.
It's leaning in like a football huddle and you just like grab it.
It's hard not to make eye contact with that many people in the room.
And you just reach in and just do grab it. You just start grabbing. I always grab for the most flaccid one.
Did you know Baccarat is also called Punto Banco?
No, because I didn't even know Baccarat. I think I can see the word. I thought it was Bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a Baccarat party one time, and I ordered a stripper, and I thought it was weird because it was a Burt Baccarat party.
Two hands are dealt, and you bet which one will win or that they will tie. It's just like betting on blackjack or Reddit roulette, and the payoff is even money 1-to-1, except for the standoff, which pays 8-to-1 or 9-to-1. The only difference between the Banco and the Punto bet is a win on Banco will cost you 5% commission or tax levied by the casino, the built-in advantage.
The one main difference I can see is that with most card games, though, there's no chickens.
Mm-hmm.
You said you're dealt two hens?
You're dealt two hens.
And then you see which one lays the biggest egg, and mm-hmm. then that's Banco.
Yep, and they'll take 5% of that egg.
You can pay for stuff with eggs.
Each hand consists of a minimum of two cards and a maximum of three cards. The person dealing will put two cards face down, tucked under the shoe, and give the player with the largest bet on Punto the other two cards face down.
Dude, Punto sounds like a Mexican slang word for vagina. I kicked him in the Punto, man. Or something you do to a football. We're going to Punto. We go for extra point. I'm from Russia. I can roll my R's. Extra punto. So you know what time it is now. What's in Hans's CD player today? Hump day. He must have been listening to our show on Monday about Kiss and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Because he's listening to Kiss. Rock and Roll Over Hall of Fame. Well, it's just called Rock and Roll Over, but...
Rock and Roll Over, that's the one that looks like a chainsaw on the front, right?
Yeah, and it's got their faces in a circle.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty awesome cover, actually. I think mm-hmm. the cover is extremely better than the album itself. But it does have songs
Who
like...
Who did the art?
Jing Jiang Oblango.
Wow, I know that guy.
Jing Jiang Oblango.
Yep.
He works a lot with In My Chinlan. And I dug out this record, which I'd forgot I had. It's a various artist compilation called Metal Mania.
Mm-hmm.
And I was jamming along to it. And it was an 80s compilation, Metal Mania. Metal bands like Fastway
mm-hmm.
and Mountain
mm-hmm.
and Frank Marino and Judas Priest.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, those are pretty metal. Next song comes on, I don't recognize it. What's this? Oh, Tommy Bolin. Okay, I kind of know that name. He was like a glam rocker from the 70s. What are the next two songs?
He did that one song.
On Metal Mania? Loverboy and Michael Bolton? What?
Sitting on the dock of the bay?
No. But there is a song on a record that I own called Metal Mania that has a song by Michael Bolton on it.
Hmm.
So maybe he was a metal artist, but it didn't sound metal. I skipped it. So I didn't listen to the whole album, but it was on my turntable. It's called Metal Mania. Don't buy it. Oh, no. It did have Say What You Will by Fastway, and that's what...
Say what you will.
Say what you will. You will.
You will.
You will, dude.
You will.
So, yeah, I'm Metal Mania it up with some Michael
Bolton. Do you know much about Rock and Roll Over, the fifth studio album by Kiss, released in 1976?
I do know quite a bit about it.
Did you know in order to get the proper drum sound, Peter Criss had to record the drum tracks in the bathroom?
I didn't know that. They want that much reverb? Did he have the shower on, or was it just like toilet was running? No, that had Hard Luck Woman on it, which he sang and sounded a lot like Rod Stewart.
The song, he wanted the song to be sung by Rod Stewart. Paul Stanley did
what?
When he wrote it. Yep.
Well,
he originally wanted the song to be sung by Rod Stewart, but Gene Simmons insisted Peter Criss sing the song instead.
Sing the song like Rod Stewart. It sounds just like it's Rod Stewart, dude. Except it's not as good.
He wanted to do it to Rod Stewart.
And he's like, no, I'm going to do it like the... Hey, I'm Gene Simmons, yeah. Calling Dr. Love.
That is a platinum selling album, 1 million sold.
Dude, it has Ladies Room on it, which is a cool song. I used to love that. Ladies Room.
Did you know a poster of the album is briefly seen in the movie's Monsters University?
No, but does that have Baby Driver on it too?
Dude, that's silly. Babies can't drive.
Go, baby driver. Keep driving on down the road.
It does. That's
a Peter Criss song, too.
Yep, and Stan Penridge.
Yeah, Stan Penridge helped write a lot. He helped Penridge a lot of songs with those guys. I don't know where they found him, but I used to listen to that 8-track dude, like, a lot.
Right.
It had Take Me on it.
Had Ladies Room.
Take Me, Any Way You Want Me, Now. Take me anywhere you isn't. Come on, help me out, brother. Is that on there or not?
Yep, it is.
Thank you, God.
Oh, I thought you knew.
No, I get
them. Yeah, Ladies Room.
I get them.
It started off with "I Want You" by Paul Stanley.
In the morning, I raise my head and I'm thinking of days gone by. And I used to always think that he had a bad tobacco problem because when he says it, he's like, "I want you, I want you." Baby, 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 I want you. I want to chew. Me and Bobby Jordan used to always say that. It can be Copenhagen. It can be school. I want you. Beach Nut doesn't cut it.
I sing a lot about people because they got you, me, doctor, ladies, baby, mister, woman.
Mr. Speed?
Yep.
Man, that's a good tune, too. Good job, Hans. I'm listening to this record in my head right now and having a hit Seeking Wednesday. But, yeah, they also have a song on the...
It doesn't say who fucking painted the goddamn cover.
Songs from the Elder.
Oh, Michael Doret.
Has a song called I. Take me, I, you, mm-hmm. him, baby, her, mister, Christine, 16... I Stole Your Love. They always are just singing about me and him and you and I.
Because mm-hmm.
they're fucking boring.
You. E. Sometimes.
I Was Made for Loving You.
Mm-hmm.
That's another one. Wasp, I Want to Be Somebody. I. You got I the Tiger.
I heard they were so into gambling and heroin, they were betting. They were betting H all the time.
Betting H.
Bet H.
Bet H.
Yeah, bet H.
Beth, I hear you calling.
Yeah, bet H.
What's H?
Heroin.
Beth. Oh, bet H.
Yeah, they're gambling heroin.
I'm slow, dude. Bet H, I hear you calling, but I don't got no heroin. That was on Destroyer, and that got listed on that website of terrible songs that you never want to hear again.
Destroyer.
Which, that was like my favorite song. That was my favorite song when I was 8.
Beth?
Yeah.
I don't mind Beth. I don't mind Kiss that much, really, but I don't listen to him that much either, though. A few songs, though, they could stop playing, like... Psycho Circus. They don't play that anymore, do they?
God,
anyway,
somebody probably does somewhere. It's fucking lame, dude. I don't know why people want to do that. Lame-a.
Dude, speaking of cover art, remember that one guy, Storm Thorgerson?
Yeah, Pink Floyd.
You know, he did Stomp 442, too.
Isn't he Strom, not Storm?
No, it was Storm.
Strom.
Storm.
Is it Storm?
Yep.
Or is it Strom?
He's Storm Elvin Thorgerson.
I'm just going to keep asking you. Is it Storm or is it Strom?
He did Anthrax's Stomp 442 album.
Wow, John Bush is an idiot.
He also did Audioslave album.
And now he's doing record covers in heaven.
He did Technical Ecstasy and Never Say Die.
Oh, whoa. Now, Hans is a staunch supporter of Technical Ecstasy and doesn't think that it's the worst Black Sabbath album ever.
He did that album Skunk Works.
Oh, with Baxter, Skunk Baxter?
No, it was Bruce Dickinson from 1996.
Wow. The solo album? Bruce Dickinson solo album?
He also did the 2010 album from Disco Biscuits.
I love Disco Biscuits. They're way better than Limp Biscuits.
He did 4 albums by Dream Theater. Storm Thorgerson did.
Wow, they're coming to Salem at the Dream Elsinore Theater.
Mm-hmm. He did the 1977 Peter Gabriel album, Peter Gabriel.
That's a good name for his album.
He did the artwork for the 1978 follow-up Peter Gabriel album, Peter Gabriel.
He just names all his albums Peter Gabriel.
And the 1980 follow-up album, Peter Gabriel.
How do they get them? How do they not get them too mixed up?
I don't know. You also did your favorite Halloween album, Pink Bubbles Go Ape.
All right, today on the show, we got Peter Gabriel, and bachelor number two is Peter Gabriel. Bachelor number three, Peter Gabriel. And your date for the day, Peter Gabriel.
You also did Rainbow, Difficult to Cure and Bent Out of Shape.
Well, that was nice of him. Did they ask him to do that, or did he just say, hey, I'll do that for you?
I don't know. He did the Mollusk, too.
Ween. Ween.
And your code name is Colin Milo.
Code name Hardhead. Code name Hardhead. Yeah, Lardass. No, Hard Hat. Hard Hat. Yeah, Lardass. Lardass. Hey, Lardass. Hey, Lardass.
Stomp 442. Remember that album by Anthrax?
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit ago. Like 2 minutes ago. I said John Bush is a fag. I don't like that guy. I don't like
you. You don't like him?
No. He was okay
like
in Armored
Saint. His old band?
He was okay in Armored Saint, but that's just because that's who he was. But he ruined Anthrax for me. Even though he was
Did
probably.
Did he take off the armor?
He might have been a better singer than Joey Belladonna. But I just don't like his timbre and his range. He's got a mountainside with a lot of trees on it. And I don't like his range or his timbre.
Anthrax left their record label after that album.
I would, too.
They did not do enough to promote it.
Yeah, they failed. A lot of
records
companies
only do that. Debuted at number 47 on the Billboard 200. Dude, oh, that's not good enough.
No, you're fucking Anthrax. What do you think? You're going to get higher than that? I don't think so. Maybe after a sellout album like Stomp 442. God, that's a terrible name for an Anthrax album. Don't even.
Walmart refused to stock it in stores, and it's the only Anthrax album not featuring the traditional Anthrax logo.
Oh. That's sad.
And it was the first one without Dan Spitz.
Aww. He left to be a watchmaker.
Did he?
Yeah. He moved to Sweden and took a college or some kind of fucking university classes on how to fucking build watches.
Weird.
Yeah, he's a famous watch builder now. He spits on them.
Patui watches.
All right, we got to go get some pizza. I'm
Dude,
hungry.
I love some pizza now. Yeah, my, you go
just,
over there,
I just,
pizza now.
Just say the word, my stomach kind of, yep. My mouth starts watering like a Pavlov dog.
Dan Spitz is performing with Dave Mustang in the heavy metal group Red Lamb.
Dave Mustang Sally.
Yep. Mustang salad.
Yeah, I had a Mustang salad. It just had all like washed up metal hits. It was a symphony.
You know, his brother is a former White Lion and Black Sabbath bassist.
It was a symphony to the croutons in the Mustang salad. Because killing is my business and ranch is good. Hey, go to our website, tagcastpodcast.com, and click on all the links at once.
Click them all.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Just right-click and then highlight the page and then click on it. Copy and paste it to your forehead. Also,
forehead.
Go to terrygile.com, too. Check out, I got some shows coming up. I'm fucking headlining the Tiny Tavern in May, so that means my career is on fire.
Yeah, dude. That place, dude, you can pack that place.
I'm headlining it. I'm going to pack it. There's going to be a fucking line out the door. A line of crank. Hey, and you know what? It doesn't smell much like piss anymore, and we made that statement to ourselves. And then the bartender who did some open mic comedy said, "Welcome to the Tiny Tavern." He goes, "Have you noticed it doesn't smell like urine in here anymore?" Mm-hmm. So it's a cool little place. Yeah, go to my website, terrygile.com. Check that out.
Do it.
Give us some money and go to Amazon and do some shopping.
Yeah, for sure.
And we'll see you guys on Friday.
And rock on. Go get some pizza now.
Artichoke your chicken.
Yep, the art of choking your chicken.
Available now at tagcastpodcast.com. It's a new book by me and Gatch. It's called The Art of Choking Your Chicken. It's all about pizza and fucking Hot Pockets. What are you gonna F? All right, are you ready for plugs? This is going to be a two-week plug. So if there's shows next week that already happened, just pretend like you didn't hear it. That's the way it rolls around here. We're going to give you some open mics to go tell jokes at every other Monday at Taylor's, 13th and Kincaid in Eugene, right on campus there. It's the Donk Gong Comedy Show. You tell jokes, and they might gong you. It's fun. It's good for your character. It starts at 9 o'clock. The sign-ups are 9. The show starts shortly after that. Every Tuesday in Salem at the Capital City Theater, Jared Richard hosts their open mic there. It's a great room. There's usually a good turnout, and people are there to laugh, so it's fun. Tiny Tavern open mic every Wednesday, which I hit up last week, and that was a good time. That's at 4th and Blair, 394 Blair Boulevard in Eugene. Sign-ups at 9:30. The Green Room every Thursday, 710 Willamette in Eugene, 8 p.m. sign-up time. It usually starts before 9, depending on what's going on down there afterwards. That's right inside Doc's Pad across from the Holt Center. And every Friday at the Cush Cafe, 1235 Railroad Boulevard, Mac Chase hosts an open mic there. 9:30 sign-ups, and I heard you can smoke weed in there, so that's awesome. Should go do that. Let's see. April 21st, Doug Benson's coming to the Wow Hall for the 4th annual 420 show, but it's a day late because he's always really stoned, I guess. I don't know. He'll be in Portland on the 20th at Helium. I guess that's the deal. But yeah, go see Doug Benson. And then on the 25th of April, it's the Grand Cam Violent Follow. You know what that is? Let me translate that for you. It's the Grand Slam Comedy Show number 6 with Alex Elkin. That's Eugene's best comedian of 2013, crowned by the Eugene Weekly. And he also is the host of the Brickwall Comedy Show on 1450 All Comedy AM. He'll be headlining that show down there at Denny's, right off the freeway there. 233 is the exit. And I'll be doing a set. Jason Eifler will be doing a set as well. We got some music shows coming to the area, as always. 420, it's Dillinger Escape Plan at the Hawthorne Theater. They've kind of went a direction that I don't care for, but you might like them. Tickets are $20 in advance, $25 at the door. Nether Regions, our friend Joseph Wickstrom will be playing with his band Nether Regions at the Tonic Lounge on April 22nd with Taurus. I wonder if that's Billy Sheehan's band. April 24th, Anvil is coming to Portland with Cemetery Lust and Spellcaster at the Hawthorne Theater, $13 and $15. And here's my favorite show of the upcoming shows. Stumpfest, April 24th through 26th at Mississippi Studios in Portland. Thursday has Trans Am and Federation X and Life Coach. Friday night's a great night with Red Fang, Lord Dying, Norska, and Black Pussy. And then Saturday, the crowning jewel of the evenings with Yob, Black Cobra, Diesto, and Drunk Dad. $15 a night for advanced tickets or $17 at the door. You can get a 3-day pass for $35, but those are going quickly, so pick them up while you can. Mastodon and Gajira at the Roseland, April 29th. Tickets are $25 in advance, $40 at the door. So save $15 by buying your tickets early. Pat Travers Band at the Tonic Lounge, May 2nd. Fu Manchu at Dante's on the 3rd. $15 for that. And also Nile will be playing May 3rd. If you're not into stoner rock, go to the death metal show at the Hawthorne Theater, playing with World of Lies and Seasons of Suffering. $13.50 in advance, $15 at the door. Kevin Seconds, formerly of the punk band 7 Seconds, is doing a solo tour. He'll be at the Hawthorne Theater on May 22nd with Steve Nobles and Matt Danger. $10 in advance and at the door. That's the way it should be. Same price both times. I hate that fucking advance bullshit. Don't get me started. May 24th, The Victims of Internal Decay returns to Portland after 18 years with World of Lies, Spawn, Hyborian Rage, and War Crank at the Ash Street Saloon. Tickets are $5 in advance, $7 at the door. I hate that shit. I didn't make that up. May 28th, Black Flag is coming to the Hawthorne Theater. $20 in advance, $25 at the door. June 6th, it's Alvin Palooza number 3 at the Lebanon Elks Lodge with Victims of Internal Decay, Splintered Throne, Summer Soundtrack, and about 4 or 5 other bands, I think. I'm not sure. Still putting together the lineup on that one. And June 18th, it's King Buzzo of the Melvins doing his solo thing at the Hawthorne Theater. $12 in advance, $15 at the door. There's more shows. I'm forgetting about some, but I don't care. And you guys got to listen to these same ones for 2 weeks, so whatever. Just think how many new shows there will be, though, when I come back to do plugs in 2 weeks. All right, you guys, thanks for listening. Go back to tagcastpodcast.com. Click on that donate icon. Give us some money. We need it. God knows it. And also, maybe do some shopping. Just click on the Amazon button there on the left and it takes you to Amazon.com. You can do some shopping. It doesn't cost you anything extra, and we get a little bit of money. So Thank you guys for your support, and we'll see you around the bend.